So we have a 20-minute presentation, about 15 minutes discussion on this project, then we afterwards we come back to the second presentation by and at the end we hopefully have some time to connect the two presentations in a somewhat discussion.
Great to be here. In relation to artistic research, but also how can we develop a new way of documentation, and how can we work with experiment on different places, because we are really working in public places in Stockholm, mm-hmm. Paris, and other places, maybe Berlin this autumn, but hopefully, yes. And so, we would start actually to, I could just say that my postdoc position is about getting lost with punctuality and decision. So I'm doing a kind of getting lost expeditions together with a lot of people in different places. And some of the material is actually in a mix of this project and also the exploration field. So we show you just this example is from something we did on Friday, last Friday, because we want to show you a kind of working process during this.
Thank you.
persons from the city of Stockholm, music in Stockholm, and really tried to establish a kind of relation to the place, to adapt to the sonic environment, trying to produce a kind of communication with the place, with our voices.
The idea was really trying to explore two very different spaces. This is really like the first step as the this character of an experiment. Trying to explore this space in terms of sound effects, in terms of transitions, in terms of really trying to work in this very direct, site-specific way where we don't have anything but our voice or some instruments. There were a couple of musicians. And what's our relation? What kind of relation can we establish with this place more than just passing through? These are also two very special points of Stockholm, I would say, because one of them is one of the main pathways in the street. The first one, even if it seems quite special, we could say, going to the Stadthuset from the railway station. And the second one is this Lucerne, is like one of the main
network for communicating for trains and buses and the underground.
And it's probably a place that will be heavily transformed if it's considered as too dirty or too old fashioned or So exploring perhaps spaces in 1 year won't be there anymore.
So actually, the recording from this, we just made two fragments now to show you how we also try to work with documentation. The documentation is not a kind of finished piece. It's actually our way of keeping a kind of memory of the exploration and going out, because we are going to go out with those persons and more persons to different places, trying to do the same thing. Because we were also thinking about the body, the rhythm, and the movement, and the voices. Because we often talk about freedom of expression, and we can say whatever we like, but in those places, it's really very hard to express anything. And so we really want to go further and show you another piece, because this was really a first experiment,
a draft.
And the next one is from a project we made in January in another public place, in a church in the center of Stockholm. And we also work with subtle changes. We use the voices, the movement of the audience, and we also use displacement, dislocation in a way. I have used swings in a lot of my projects. So actually my thesis is about space invention, the art of activating spaces in between. And that's about swinging. How can you use swings in public constructions in order to change the rhythm? So the first step was to place the swing in the center of the church, and then invite musicians, singers, performers, and also the audience to use their voice in different programs and so on. So it was actually a kind of schedule of different experiments we made during the period. But even here, the documentation is a kind of experiment, because we often I talk so much. You look so silent today. And we often do like this. Okay, maybe we start with the sonic sequence for the documentation, and then we work both of us on the sonic piece, and then we try to fit in the images or videos on it, or one of us are working with the images and films, and the other with the sound, and then we shift. So it's also kind of very collaborative work when we try to also make sense to the material. What actually did we do, and how, what did come come out and how to use it in further projects.
I think this sense is particularly interesting. We were discussing this morning about what Jean-Paul Thibault asked the other day concerning the question of recordings. And someone asked about what's the status of the recording panel. You know, is it some kind of final object, some kind of tool? And I think it's about this idea of documentation. It's very important to think this kind of productions, we could say, as not as a final object, but as something that helps us to come back to the same place again and again with some new perspectives. It's really a tool, it's really a method somehow.
And for the main idea is also for us not to install loudspeakers or technical devices on the place, and it was the same in the church. We actually used the loudspeakers, they were 35 years old, they were hanging in, or 40 or 50 years old, so we were looking at them and we thought, okay, can we bring some sound out from this? But we really want to use the environment as it is and just make subtle changes in order to actually understand the qualities of the place by starting a kind of communication.
And in this case, for example, try to give an image of what we're talking about. We have this very old sound system, monophonic, but in a very complex space, because this church is quite particular. In fact, it's very fragmented in different sequences and different spaces. So finally, a very simple sound system was becoming some kind of multi-track tool that we could use in a very simple way. So it's everything is like very lofty, very using what we can find in the place.
Yeah, and we got one channel.
But
you know, with 40 loudspeakers spread out in the church, you had an imagination that you were walking through different. Yeah, it was really surprising. So we will show how the video piece where the audience are using the swing, and also you can hear different fragments from different sessions we had. You also use the audience voices in different ways.
It's mainly about real-time improvisation with dancers, with... We see the video in the first one.
Yeah.
In fact, we never finish. It's been many minutes.
are doing as urban improvisations. And because you, in daily life, you're always improvising when you are walking in the city or whatever you are doing. But if you change it, transform it a little bit, you can highlight aspects of the place and also the relation between the collective, the social space that you create.
In the video you could see before this no transformation problem, it's just failure problem. Some persons ask us if there was some transformation in terms of speed of this swing. Not at all, but in fact it's just that this swing is 12 meter high, I think. So you have a very long upward itinerary.
Yeah.
And it gives this impression of really slowness. So we can perhaps see this third video, we say what we can.
Yeah, so now you have seen some public places in the open air and some public place, the church which is inside. And we are also now in a project with the underground. So I don't know whether we have time to show something more.
I think if you have time to show it, and but
yeah.
Then you can come back in with the discussion.
Yeah.
In this piece we were actually during a whole week or I don't know, yeah, I think it was a whole week. We were going by the underground and we took the same trip on the surface. So we followed the underground on the surface and we recorded the two different spaces. And then we went by the sound of the overground through the underground and the opposite. So we walked with the sound of the underground on the surface. So it was, in this video we have shift. When you are in the underground, you hear the sound from the overground and the opposite. So it was also a kind of making a relation between two different spaces in the place. I don't know whether you know, but every city where you have an underground, Stockholm is not especially in that case. It's like islands you just pass through, and then you pop up on a place, and when you are new in the city, it's like you just know the underground stations, and you don't know the connections in between. So this was actually a way of trying to connect it and also make a kind of connection between the body and perception of the service.
Yeah, this was in fact a new draft for new
yeah.
projects, so we would like to propose and to realize this kind of crossover,
mm-hmm.
cross phase between upstairs and downstairs for real in the underground, in order to link again these two worlds.
Thank you very much for this very interesting presentation. I think I leave the floor open for questions and discussions. We have, we have about a quarter of an hour now before the presentation.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we can put
would have a methodological question.
Yeah.
You said that what you're trying to do is to explore the places. So I was wondering, first, do you consider that you have like a set of minimum protocol that is always the same from a place to another one, or is it always different? But if you say always different, at least you go on site and you're the two of you, so that's a common protocol already. So the question is, how does the place itself transform the way you approach it and you activate it?
I think mainly by inviting a lot of people. For the underground project, for example, we are 30 persons who are going to do different things during 2 days, and we are going to do so many things on one line in Stockholm. So it's about sound and light and voices and different mirrors and a lot of things. So each of the persons in the group, they are coming from different areas. They have their interest in different explorations of the underground. So I would say, methodologically, we are working collectively. It's not just Ricardo and I. We are always inviting a lot of people. We are doing this kind of research together with our students. We had a Sonic City course where we went out doing a lot of these experiments together with the students.
Yeah, the idea is inviting many different people, from not only artists, but also architects and other. We can get a lot of different reflections from like this ambience would like to understand better or to work with in some way. So our method is just one, but what happens when you are trying to cross a whole collection of different methods and different approaches, like for real, I mean.
Okay,
and the main tool is change, a subtle change on the place.
You amplify the experience.
It's really...
But does the place affect the way you work together?
Mm-hmm. Of course, of course.
Always different.
You know, it's really so different.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to, for example, the tunnel towards Stadshuset, the most prestigious architectural project we have in Stockholm, every tourist is going that way. And we thought it was so interesting because it's so unwelcomed. You really go through this very long tunnel and it's so noisy, and we really wanted to stop up to Passage in a way or another. And when we went out, we didn't know what to do because this was the first step. We went out, that's what we are doing. We go there and we, okay, what can we do? We started to scream in different directions, and then we started with, okay, the trains are coming, what melody are the trains composing together with us?
In fact, in this place, we have, for example, just to explain a little bit, the railway over our head, quite frequent when there is one train main ways for workers in Stockholm.
Yeah.
And it's a very difficult place to produce sound because it's quite reverberant, but at the same time there is so much sound for the place. So how can you activate this place? How can you enter in a dialogue with such a vast space? So it was very interesting for us.
And we had a lot of ideas.
Maybe I can ask you, because I wanted to, how did the people react to, especially in the first place? In the second, you could see the people using the swing, and in the first one, did people start to interact with the space and to feel, or did they react on the way you were acting in the space?
They first think you're crazy. They understand there's nothing strange because no one's asking for money.
Yeah, they are screaming.
But then
no.
Some of them begin to try to understand what's happening. They stop. They to try to what's the interest of this place. So there is something going on. So there is something present, probably. And then, for example, in the second example of the first video, there were even some persons that could participate. And you feel that they were expecting and even singing a little bit or trying the space in the race. And this is also what we would like to get from this different space, to involve people crossing.
It's the next step, because we have to explore the possibilities.
Please say your names when you ask a question, because it's nice to get to know.
I'm Lorenzo Beretta. And I was wondering down to again to methodological to methodology. I mean, you talk about much experience. I think one of the strengths, obviously, the openness of the ability to of such exploration, such open exploration that you're conducting. However, when talking about experiment, how do you control variables, or how do you? I mean, because it seems so much open. I mean, how do you analyze the data? If you can expand a little bit on this, that would be great.
Yeah, but you know, when we talk about experiment, it's not in the natural science way, of course. It's more like an artistic experiment. You go there several times and you try different things. And of course, that's the main aim with going to the urban site.
Sure.
You can't control the complexity. It's too complex to actually map. So we need to do something in order to understand the place by our bodies and voices and walking and perception. So we would never give you a shadow of what we find, but we can. It's an ongoing exploration and also a kind of discussion we had with researchers, urban planners.
It's probably trying to find out a certain narrative or the place itself.
We should perhaps say that, in fact, these kind of works are in the context of artistic research.
Mm.
I mean, I think that we shouldn't try to repeat the kind of work that social sciences can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need this kind of dialogue, and this is where we would like to collaborate, for example, with Hippolytetra. I mean, this is a work that can complement other approaches, that can give new points of view on through these three. And
sure.
Perhaps sometimes intuitive or even too easy.
Absolutely.
Way. But I think it's again a new perspective on this, quite important. Perhaps very close to the experience. This is what we are trying to get somehow.
Did you have a short comment on that?
Yeah, but just on the same question, you say, well, we cannot control the complexity. Would you go farther as to say we are controlled by it when we are on site?
No, I would say it's a kind of interaction, communication between the social, the movements, the perceptions, and the space. So it's actually intervening. And as artists, you are so used to actually go into a place, trying to understand it by changes. That's by displacement, by changes. I think that's a new research strategy in a way, and also that you are part of it. You are surrounded by sounds and by the city, and you are part of the society. So you start screaming or whatever, but you use your own body and your own perception. It works.
Thank you.
Questions in terms of research development, and we'll come back to them, I think, on the final panel today. What actually could be due to benefits? But Fran, and then no, sorry, you were first.
Yeah.
Frans first, but I think you were first, and then Frans, and then Ulla. So please.
Well, thank you. Actually, I have quite a lot of questions concerning the sound aspect. Too many questions, so I'm not going to ask them.
You can ask them.
Yes, I will. I have, however, one question that will take the shape of a sort of a critique of the documentation aspect.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that the visual treatment you're using in your documentation aspect, the filming, might work against what you're actually trying to present from the project. For reasons such as the fact that, for instance, in the first video, the camera had a very specific embodied position. It had, you know, head-high position, ambulatory. It was clearly a body, and a body that was going through space. But the sound, the way we were listening to the sound, was not clearly localized in terms of the body. So the body would be sounded like someone who would be trying to understand what was going on. In the second video, again, the fact that the camera was swirling around, again, head height, that was really very disorienting in a way. And in the question of how you decided to film the situation in the church, there you opted for a more conventional approach of a time-lapse suggestion of, you know, of the... What I mean is that maybe some of the questions that are coming up about method actually were sparked because of these... scattered techniques of visualization that might actually stop us from, for instance, in my case, I was having trouble localizing the sound sources or the sound situation. So I'm just putting this out there, just if you were actually concerned.
I think it's a very interesting question for us that we have been discussing so many times with all the conference. I mean, when we are trying to document this kind of experience, which is the point of view we would like to show, from some kind of external point of view, where we have just some neutral image of the event, or some kind of or a perspective in which you're more involved, and it's closer. Of course, it's not the same. You cannot repeat the embodied experience of space in place, but you can perhaps try to offer a little bit this impression of being involved in this passage, for example, in these. But this for us is really a very open question.
Yeah. Because it's really so interesting if, for example, we could, for example, have a seminar on documentation, and we could work with a piece, for example, in a metro, and we could give the sound and the images to everyone. That's our idea for the next project. So everyone can make a kind of documentation, and then we will have 25 different documentations of the same event, and that would be really interesting, because then you could start also what works, because we work a lot with this. Oh, shall you show show the sound?
Ways of showing, or how to translate this, also always. And I think it's an open question.
Yeah, it's really so. We welcome all the.
Dialogue into. Thank you.
That's a really interesting remark.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was very interesting, and I had first to say thank you. Very interesting presentation, I think. And I have a few comments, and then I have a question. So the first thing, I thought, in a way, also in regarding what you said, for me it worked a little bit the other way around. I thought that on the second film, there is a problem where you shall focus between the visual and the audio. And I think that worked very well with the filming on the doors. I mean, in the way when we ride on the tube, we often stand like that. the sounds as a viewer.
Yeah.
That was very, I thought it was good. And the filming of the church, I felt, was very expressive. It was sort of like a genius strictly to put that big swing in the church. One could see so many things symbolic, like,
mm-hmm.
like the person of today swinging in the bosom of history and religion or whatever. But very moving, and I think it could do a lot more also of the audio that is put on
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
to that film. You could do a longer sequence, perhaps use the idea and redo it, decide what you want.
You can go to Vimeo and we have a lot of examples just from the swing of the church.
Yeah, okay.
But different, because that's...
in fact, this is
yeah,
kind of impossible
yeah.
compression of the
yes, it's great, that's
that we're going for hours. So, yeah, your question is really important, how to show... You kind of repeat
yeah.
experience. I mean, it's so are you able to translate the what was happening there or not? Is this, and I think this sense, video and audio are very interesting, but also very dangerous because I don't know if this corresponds to what happened there or not. Even for me, it's a question. Sometimes you can think it's more interesting, so there's no relation, no such direct relation with what happened there. Sometimes it's the opposite. So. There's a very difficult dialogue, no? And I think it's a very interesting tool, but also a very difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another very open question.
I think
the question is a short question.
Yeah.
You mentioned your work with musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I was
mm-hmm.
wanted to know a bit more on that topic. How do you work with musicians in Japan? Sounds.
In fact, on this project,
yeah.
For example, in the church project, it was, in fact, for this project we were working in two different ways. One was just working with real-time English sounds that were coming to the church, to visitors, to different things happening, nothing more. And we thought it would be very interesting to complement this with another perspective where we invited some musicians to have improvisations in church,
mm-hmm.
exploring the space, and again interacting also in real time with these improvisations in some kind of double. And we found it particularly interesting to have like this kind of double
yeah
on the place.
Could be very interesting
mm-hmm.
to have documented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what
they
instruments? People would love it.
They were playing coho, sitar, and saxophone, and kubla, the old Swedish style of music.
Oh yeah.
It was. So you can go to Vimeo and find someone, but this is where the performers are producing.
We were in fact working for some days trying to explore the certain different ways with different instruments, more for classical, more in terms of distance, in terms of scale. Sequences, etc. So it's very hard to explain.
I think, sorry to interrupt,
yeah.
because
yeah.
there's a lot to discuss here. I think we have time for two very brief questions and two very brief answers.
So, first,
okay,
I also have a comment on the documentation, but we can take it later. But my question concerns the choice of spaces. But I'm interested to know if this is, because you were talking about the passage way, Chris and Charlene, you were talking about the acoustics, the sound sonic environment, the sound situation, but how do you involve the other issues which involve these sites, for instance, issues of the historical perspective, economic, social issues, which
mm-hmm.
also define
mm-hmm.
the space, and it's which is a very important part for the construction.
So let's get a brief answer.
The economic part, I have nothing to say, but no. But of course, there is certain choices before you go out to different places, and there are also products.
objects transforming into something, because I have put swings in different constructions for several years, and in bridges and in different places, and so there came the church, and when we kind of started at construct, we started, oh wow, then we can explore more about the sonic components in the church, and we invited people. So it's also kind of ad hoc. You have the space. Finally, after 2 years discussion about the church and the swing with all priests in Stockholm, I were allowed to use the church, and I was happy, and then Ricardo and I started to collaborate. So it's
so
also kind of
this sonic choice in
yeah.
So then we started to, okay, let me do something more.
I would say very quickly, in fact I think this quite open approach to places to different interventions allow these questions to appear, to arise. We're not trying to answer these questions, we're trying to make them more visible for people coming in a different perspective perhaps.
So one last question. I was wondering, because I know there were swings all over the city.
It was AK.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
But I was before him. I did the swing in Älvsborgsbron 2 years before. Because I remember that would be effective. You walked on Boston, Gotham, and in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you have a swing everywhere.
It's really.
It's a nice way of playing with the urban.
Yeah, it was really a nice project.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for this.